So, words, here's, I didn't finish the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Father is the mind, the Son is the physical, and the Holy Ghost is the non-physical. So the mind is in this fulcrum position, making up rules, juggling the interaction between the physical and non-physical. And this mind thing, the fulcrum, is the crux of everything, and that's thought, but where does thought begin? The mind. The balancing of the mind is interesting in this. Hyon says that the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, you know, the mind, physical, non-physical, juggle ratios with each other. Very interesting. It's not a stuck, solid situation. It's tactile itself. The mind, the mind creates its own rules. It sounds like that's the meta part. You got interaction of physical, non-physical, the Father, no, the Holy Ghost and the Son, but the Father, the adjudicator, the judger, the Ra'i, is in the middle, in the interval.
Okay. And so if Ra'i is the resonant interval, then what is mind?
No, I'm saying mind is the juggler in between the Son and the Holy Ghost. And it,
mind is the juggler.
Mind is the resonant interval. Mind is tactility. That's why it's not ESP. ESP might be the Holy Ghost.
Hold on. If mind is the resonant interval, if mind is tactility...
Yeah.
You cannot refute that mind is word and mind is language. Mind is language.
That's right. That's what I'm saying.
And so, if mind is language, let's look at this like an Aristotelian or Socratic syllogism.
Well, what about the fact that the Holy Ghost is ESP? Remember, Ion said to you, thought is not ESP.
What?
Ion said to you, thought is not ESP, or tactility is not ESP. So if tactility is thought as the mind is the Father, then the Holy Ghost is ESP. And the physical, the Son, is something else.
Okay, so is mind...
Mind is tactility.
I'm thinking about mind, word, tactility, thought.
Yes. Rules.
They all cohere. How do mind, thought, tactility, and word cohere?
Because you have the pure non-physical, that's the Holy Ghost, and you have the physical, which is the Son. In between them, so it's in the in-between position, is the mind, or what Ion calls the fulcrum.
Okay, so language exists in the gap between physical and non-physical.
It is the bureaucrat of the gap. It's in
is it the bureaucrat, or is it the corpus callosum?
Well, that's part of the brain and mind. That's probably...
Maybe language is a connective tissue between the physical and the non-physical.
Oh, that's what it is. It's in the gap. Okay, follow this. The gap is tactility, is the mind. But part of the mind's function is to make rules. But Ion says, even if it makes predictions, you humans change on a dime. And if you hear something's happening,
that's
you will change.
Quantum fluctuation.
Yeah, the quantum fluctuations of the rule-making. And that actual internal activity in the physical body has been externalized by the android meme. The rule-making canceling itself out.
I get that.
Yeah. So the solid part...
Inside out.
The solid part is the guff, which is the ocean. It's like an ocean. No you in there, but you're in there somehow.
Yeah.
And then in the physical, there's a you. Definite and concrete billiard ball you. Right?
Yeah. Chemical body.
Yeah. The in between that is the mind.
Okay.
It is implied by McLuhan, extension of central nervous system is television. Television is tactile. That means central nervous system is tactile. That's the rulemaking. So, but it includes all the senses. So we say rule, that's like the eye, the visual space. So I'm saying that the tactility. See, this answers the question. It's clear now. When Ion said that, the zillion ends, he said that, I think in you might have listened to it enough. It says, you ask, is tactility ESP? And it says no, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we think of the mind, which is neither the Holy Ghost or the Son, as in between. That's tactility, and it's not ESP.
Hmm.
But the extension of the electric central nervous system creates a tactile environment, which for all intents and purposes from the word oriented is ESP.
Okay. Yeah, you know, it gets slippery with workplace.
Well, that's tactility. And it's important to know that something, it's all in one. If it's tactile, it is and it isn't. Remember
simultaneously.
Yeah, remember McLuhan said that the sense...
Well, that comes back to systole diastole. It's imperceptible.
Yeah. And so, McLuhan said the Zen Buddhists made a religion out of the interval.
Yes, the spoke in the middle of the wheel.
Yeah, and the... Or the hub. And the...
The hub.
Yeah, and it says Japanese are the most tactile, masters of touch, head to toe. Masters of the interval between head and toe. So...
Right.
That's why Alan Watson then became popular, because Zen was a conceptual version of tactility that had been manifested by the TV electric environment. But they didn't know. That was a conceptual alignment, and in the long run, Zen fails as a concept. Because the more important thing is to realize we've externalized the Zen concept as an environment, and that gave McLuhan the leading edge position. That's what he realized.
Right. So what you're saying is, what is relevant is that the interior landscape gets turned inside out.
Yes, the what is it? Thompson has written about this, McLuhan in his way. What is numbed today? The mind. Because it's been
right.
Externalized. So the tactile function has been externalized, numbing the rulemaking. That's why there's apparent chaos, because the mind can't get a fulcrum. And it won't work unless you experience other worlds, maybe. No, that's not the answer.
No, no, hold on, Bob. If the mind has become numbed as a fulcrum, then the new fulcrum must be the mystery landscape.
Yeah, which is the juggling between worlds.
Right.
Oh, I want to tell you this. What do you call it? P.S.
Blah, 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 blah.
We are complete.